Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is it that is so good about air fryers?
Well, personally, I like air fryers because I feel like they're a lot like an oven, but they're moving in an upwards direction, pivoting a bit to try and make it new, fun, and interesting.
Hold on. What?
Air fryers are a metaphor for what we're trying our new podcast thing.
Oh, yeah. Air fryers moving up. Air fryers don't move.
Yeah, but like metaphorically.
Oh, so.
Metaphorically, air fryers
are a move in a different direction for the cooking thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you can make chips in them.
Michael Scala.
Michael Scala.
Bones or no bones?
Well, for me, for like an octopus, because octopus should not have bones.
Octopuses don't have bones. They have
they shouldn't. You shouldn't give them.
You shouldn't give bones
to octopus.
Like a dog. You don't feed them cooked bones. You shouldn't give bones to an octopus.
Yeah,
they wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, they'd be like, "What the heck is this?" I'm already like smart. Puddle that can solve. I can solve a Rubik's cube, and you're giving me bones.
Wait,
you
hold
really
on.
Think I need bones?
Do you believe that an octopus can solve a Rubik's cube?
Some can.
Nah, what? I will look that up. But all right.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No.
Guess you're a bit under in your octopus game.
Yeah. So what happens if an octopus like just eats a person? Like a giant octopus eats a person.
If a giant octopus eats a person, we have a funeral.
Yeah.
And we serve calamari.
You don't think that's a little on the nose?
What, the funeral?
No, the calamari. Are you saying we first take revenge on the octopus and get him?
Yeah.
Right. And then?
And then we go... This is a Viking funeral for a fallen warrior, and then we put him on a boat, and we fire fiery arrows at him.
At the octopus on the boat?
No.
Oh, we've got the person out, the octopus.
Yeah, because we killed the octopus.
Well, I guess in that case,
and then
eating bones for the octopus has really, really turned out bad.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
That's why you don't do it.
Right. So, but bones okay and other things?
Bones are okay in lizards. Lizards can have bones. I'll walk you through all the things that can have bones.
Go then.
Lizards.
Yep.
Humans.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs in two ways. They're really like the bones.
Yeah, not cooked bones. Don't give a dog cooked bones.
Skelly boys.
Is that all the things that should have bones?
Piranhas. Yeah, that's the bones.
Okay.
That's the bone squad.
Right.
That's the bony boys.
The bony boys.
That's the bony boys.
Okay. So, your voice sounds a bit different from the last time we did the show. What's up with that?
Well, you see, I fought a wizard, a robo wizard, because his techno music was sucky. And I was like, "Your techno music sucks." And he says, "Say that to my face." And I say, "I already am." And he says, "Don't be smart with me. Fight me in fisticuffs." And they rolled up his magic wizard sleeves to reveal his fists.
He punched
me in the throat, and he said, "Magic throat punch." And now I've got a deeper voice, because magic throat punch.
Right, and he definitely didn't have anything up his sleeves. He rolled up his sleeves to demonstrate that fact.
Yeah.
So it was real magic.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go back to your squeaky little voice at any time?
Well, I mean, unless the spell somehow wears off. Sometimes it does that for a bit, but it's only when I think too much about clementines.
What are clementines?
I think they're like a fruit. I don't know. I think they're a fruit.
You're just saying stuff you don't know.
Well, I don't. He says, "Don't think about clementines or your voice will go back." And I'm like, "What if I want that?" And he's like, "Do you know what a clementine is?" And I'm like, "Well, I guess not. Sorry, your techno music is it's okay. The showmanship's really good. He's got really good showmanship."
Right. And how do we know that it's really you? Prove it.
I will prove it. By showing everybody that I can put my tongue to my nose.
One, you can't. Two, this is audio only.
That's what the real proving was, that I would do something that's audio only. That's not audio only on our podcast.
Yeah, okay. I get.
See, it's really me. Oh, look, it's a plug. You didn't even plug anything, I'm showing it.
I'm cutting that bit out.
No, you're not.
I'm cutting that bit out.
You're not cutting that.
Whose line is it anyway?
Like fishing line?
Mm-hmm.
Or like in the script, because we, as every viewer knows, meticulously script every bit of this. Right now it's my line.
Well, go on then.
Now it's your line. Well, now it was your, now it's my line again. So like we meticulously script every single part of this podcast.
So this is my line now?
Yes.
Oh.
No, it's my, no, okay.
Did I step on your line? Sorry.
Well, we already wrote that in the script.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Did you mean, like a fishing line or something, or anything else? Was it the line in the script that we meticulously script, because we meticulously script this?
Oh, it's kind of up to you.
Okay, well, whose fishing line is it? It's probably the Queen of England. England's.
It's definitely not mine. I don't go fishing.
Queen of England owns lots of stuff. She like owns all the swans ever and like Canada and stuff.
Is that true? Does she really own all the swans?
I think she owns some swans in a lake or something.
Right.
So you're not allowed to hunt the swans because they're the queen swans, and then the feather dusters will come after you.
Are swans even tasty? Are they worth hunting?
I don't think so.
Right.
I think that's why people, instead of putting real ones on a table, they just put paper ones, and that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the queen can have her swans?
Yeah, probably.
She could just call them hers and everyone would go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants swans.
So it's probably her lioness. She's probably got all the lions. She probably owns, like, any lions in the pond in somewhere. So
it's the
I'd
queen.
Say she probably owns the most lions. Maybe other people do own lions. But if we were to give a random line, it would probably be one of the queen's lions, I believe.
What's in a name? How good are names?
What's in a name?
What are the best names?
Letters are in a name.
I know. Right, yeah.
What are the best names?
Yeah, in your opinion, what are the best names?
So, number 10 is Hardy Croucher.
That's the best name?
No, well, it's the 10th because I'm not that arrogant because I'm Hardy Croucher and I'm
great. Do you think you should have said your last name there?
No. We not said that on the pod.
Yeah, I don't know if we've said it before.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go with it. It's fine.
You can just like bleep it out anyway.
I really can't.
You don't know how bleep?
I'm not good at editing.
Be nice if you could bleep.
I'll bleep it.
Next is Keanu.
Keanu's number 9.
Yeah.
It's not any higher. Actually, why isn't your name any higher on your own list?
Because Hardys are so they're not egotistic, but they
They're pretty cool.
But they have good enough self-esteem to understand that they should at least be on the list.
Okay, right here.
Okay. 8.
Yep.
8 is Zanzibar.
Nobody is called Zanzibar.
Still pretty great name.
Hang on. I formally apologize to anybody who is actually called Zanzibar. I'm sure there probably is at least one.
Yeah, because,
And you're right. If
your name is Zanzibar.
Yeah.
There might not be that many other Zanzibars around. So then, you can buy all those little novelty nameplates with your Zanzibar on them because no one else will have stolen them.
You can, yeah, cool. But you're right, it's a cool name. And I didn't specify whether it was people names or place names. Okay, yeah. So number 7.
Number 7 is Bob. Because if you're a reverse Bob, you just get Bob again, baby. Okay. Just get Bob again, baby.
Yeah.
So you reverse it, you put it around, still Bob.
Yeah, I got it the first time.
And so that means when we stand on our heads, you know how if you stand on your head, everyone needs to refer to you as your backwards name. Like if you stand on your head, your name's Mott. They're still called Bob.
I didn't know that was a rule.
It is a rule.
Okay, number 6.
It's a rule from everybody. Number 6 is Queen.
Like the Queen?
Both.
Both. Okay. Number 5.
Number 5 is Aaron because they got that double A going.
Yeah.
Which means that they're at the top of everybody's list. Which means if you meet an Aaron, they're always ready for anything, you know?
Because they're going to get called on first.
Yeah, so they're always really ready and stuff. They're good.
Oddly, though, they're at number 5 on your list.
Don't be smart with me. Tom was going to be four, but now it's 1 billion. And now the real number four is fork.
Fork.
Yeah.
The name fork.
Yeah.
The name of the object fork.
Yeah, just like say fork.
Saying on a podcast is one, not great.
Yeah.
But this is a list, so we've got to go with it.
Yeah, it breaks down the barriers of the pod. It can't be contained. Number three is frankly.
Another F word, frankly.
Frankly. Because then, like, if you call your kid frankly, then you can go. If they're being smart with you like you were before, you can be like, well, frankly, I don't like your tone. And it's really good.
It works on works in two ways.
Yeah, right. Works in two ways.
What else you got?
Number two.
Yeah, any girls' names in this list? Oh, Queen, I guess.
Number two is, what, Zanzibar as well.
Oh, yeah, non-gender specific. Good.
Yeah, which is also pretty good.
Yep.
And Bob could be, I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, could be not short traditionally, for but yeah. Roberta.
It could be short for Roberta. Yeah.
And
Bob's quite versatile. It could be Bobby.
Yeah.
And that could be boy or girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're on to number two, right?
Yeah, we're on to number two.
Number two is JJ.
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 Like J. Jonah Jameson, JJ.
Well, like JJ, it's just JJ, yeah, JJ.
Like
pretty fun.
Like the shop, JJ's.
Kind of. They.
You like shopping at JJ's?
Well, it's just JJ. They're cool. They're JJ.
All right, just JJ.
JJ. So now it's up for number
one. Just JJ.
Number one, drum roll, please. Do you have a drum roll on your little soundy thing?
No.
Okay.
Well, hang on, I'll do one.
Michael Scala.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.